Good morning, MMC crew. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Enjoying a little bit of snowfall, allowed just enough to have a frolicking good time. And then it's supposed to heat up to the 60s. So, yeah, what does that mean? I don't know. Toast to you guys. Still enjoying that dark roast. I did have a pretty good coffee this weekend at a local place, Mornings in Paris. I like to visit that place on Sunday afternoons and pick up a nice little French pastry for myself. Maybe split it with a loved one. They have a nice a medium dark blend, so a confused blend called the Old Port Roast, which I find to be just the right amount of goodness. But that's all I got. I wanted to talk about the fun subject of stress and how it affects you, and more importantly, how it affects on stress eating and why that may come about, and then some strategies to maybe overcoming that. Stress is good and bad for the body. It's why we have fight or fight. So it puts in to action some very important systems for survival, but large amounts of it, or even little amounts of it, over long periods of time without shutting off, can cause some pretty bad effects. And it looks like that's probably one of the number one reasons of heart disease is actually levels of stress. And I've been reading, actually rereading, a book called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, which I've really enjoyed it. For a second time, and still reading through it. It's about a 15-hour book, so I don't know how many pages that is. I'm sure more than I would want to read. But they were talking a little bit about stress and how it has to do with eating and also just on habits in general. So when a stressful event occurs, hormones are released. I don't remember the exact names of them. I know cortisol and something, glucan or glycan or something, is released into the body. And it actually, when we do stress it, a lot of times it is like these simple carby foods. So like your crackers, ice cream, cookies, what be it. And the hormone actually makes you want those simple carbier meals. So it's actually, part of it is due to stress. And so when we do get stressed, that we are seeking those things where our body is now seeking those simple sugars, those simple carbs to digest. Whether that's just because it needs to load up because it doesn't know when it's going to get its next meal, and it's a quick, easy meal to digest. Not 100% sure. And also in habits, it's been shown that if we were working on the habit of even when it comes to TV watching, we wanted to watch a sophisticated documentary. So every night we're watching that. Well, with a stressor, we're going to fall back on watching some Will and Grace or some other show that's on. I don't know. But so even in other habits, we'll regress back to what's easiest. And so 2/3 of the American population is working on dietary changes. So that means 2/3 people, it's you have to think about what you're going to eat versus that 1/3 that in a stressful situation, they're probably going to eat very similar. So 2/3 of us, when that stressor occurs, has to be prepared to for the consequences of us binge eating or eating something that isn't necessarily aligning with what we want. And so some strategies, here comes the train. Oh, it's a quiet train, so that's cool. So then some strategies and being aware of that would be not having those kind of things around you. It could also be in the moment being able to rationalize with yourself and remove yourself from that moment and remind yourself it's not that bad. Or having healthier snacks around. So instead of having cookies, maybe it's you have some like carrots and hummus around, or something that's a little bit better option. The big thing is to go to the root of the problem and find out what are the stressors in life. and have a better coping mechanism. So now, maybe when I get stressed, I go for a walk, or when I get stressed, I do a meditational period or something like that. So having something that doesn't have to be tied to food would be a better solution to that problem. And that's really it. So just to kind of recap is, stress does cause us to eat simpler foods. Stress causes us to revert back to our baseline if we are trying to fix a habit or our quality. In some ways to overcome that or have better options in the house, but more importantly, to just redirect it altogether from food. So going for more of like a meditation or a walk, or when I get stressed, I'm going to talk to my spouse instead of eating, or just trying to figure out what stressful events cause this and try to avoid more of those if possible. Have a wonderful day, and that is all I have. Feel free to check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com, and always reach out to me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. As always, please feel free to leave comments, questions, and other fun tidbits down below. So have a great day. Bye-bye.